Blog Talk Radio.
Think about it.
In him, do I live, move and live?
Everybody, that was Nothing Without You, and it's done by Jason Nelson. Nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We're nothing without you. We need you every minute of every hour. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are powering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Lowry. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And early morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday. And it's a corporate prayer. Everybody invited. The Lord lead you. Please come on and pray with us for us to go forth in the Lord and bless the Lord, our soul. But tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. Is for all the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, and that's Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. And we thank and we praise the Lord, and we appreciate, and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of these godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and us that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Please don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And our speaker today is none other than Pastor Miracle Burleson. And her new destiny and her ministry, they're coming out of Now. It's called Now Christian Fellowship Ministry out of Houston, Texas. And she's no stranger to this broadcast. And we just thank her and praise the Lord for her coming on to break the bread of life with us today. And before then, we're going to ask Prophet Darlene Davis to open up with prayer. And then the next voice you'll hear is our own Pastor Miracle. Amen. Prophet Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for being with us on today. We thank you, God, for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter, God. We thank you for your blood, God. covering, God. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for what you've been doing, God. We thank you for each and every speaker, God. We thank you for each and every person, God. We ask, God, on today that you forgive us for our sins, God. We ask that you continue to have your way, God. We ask that you continue to move by your might, God, move by your power, God. And we just give you the praise, God, in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you, God, for the broadcast leader, God. We thank you for Pastor Bernard, God. We ask that you continue to keep her, shield, protect her, cover in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch the speaker, God. We thank you for them, God. We ask that you bring forth the word powerfully, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that somebody be saved on today, delivered on today, healed today, change their life, changed around on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we do give you the praise and we do give you the honor, God. We ask that you touch hearts on today. Let our ears be open to hear what thus says the Lord on today. Let our minds be open to receive. Let our hearts be open to receive, God. And we ask that no one leave this line the same way they came on, but let us be more powered, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be more provoked. Let us be more encouraged, more strengthened on today. We ask that you touch the sick, God, the sick on this line, God. If anyone is in sick, sick today, God, we ask that you touch, God. We ask that you turn around today, God. We ask that you move today, God, in the name of Jesus. If it's deliverance that needs to take place, we ask that you deliver, God, that you loose shackles, destroy yokes, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise, and we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. Have thy way. Move by thy might, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God, for that prayer. You know, I thank God for Evangelist Bernard. Thank God for you. God bless you. Sister Ruby, God bless you. It's a joy to be a part of this broadcast. I believe God's going to move in a very special way today. And I believe we're all going to be strengthened in the will of God. Hallelujah. As I meditated on Acts chapter 20, you know, that's the thing that the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to me. It was concerning counting up the cost for the work of ministry that's required right now. There is something of all of us that is required right now. We can look at the life of Paul and see all that he endured, all that he did for the work of ministry, and we can see this flow of his life of not my will, but your will be done, of being sold out to the cause of Christ, sold out to the will of God, sold out to the work of ministry. And no matter what was required, no matter what the cost, even to the very life, hallelujah, to his very life, willing to pay it. And so I believe that today the Spirit of the Lord is going to strengthen us all through Acts chapter 20. He's going to strengthen us all in his will, and whatever it is that the Lord has required of you right now, you're going to be strengthened in it. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever it is, you know, that ministry is requiring of you, because ministry will make some requirements of you. Discipleship, making disciples, hallelujah, advancing the gospel to the ends of the earth, it'll affect every area of your life. It'll affect your personal life. It'll affect your family life. It'll affect your location. It'll affect everything, hallelujah. But the Lord is going to strengthen us today, hallelujah, as we count the cost for now. Praise the name of the Lord. And what does NOW stand for? It stands for not our will. It's an acronym that says not my will, not our will. At this very moment in my life, Lord God, it's not my will. Hallelujah. The number one thing that we have to do in life, in our walk with God, is learn to kill our will and to let his will in us be done. Hallelujah. To surrender ourselves to him. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, before we begin in the word, let's just pray. Let me just cover this. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for the anointed prayers that have already gone forth, and I thank you for it, Lord God. Right now, I thank you, Lord God, for every person that you have drawn to this call today. And I thank you, Lord God, by faith, declaring that they will never be the same. The power to change is going forth right now. Hallelujah. You're strengthening your precious people with might in their inner man by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you that the word is anointed. It's sharp and it's quick and it cuts asunder, Lord. The word is doing surgery in the hearts. And I thank you that it's ministering to every person right where they are. And it's producing, Lord God, a harvest of change for you. We're being reconformed into the image of the dear son, Jesus. And for this, Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. For this, Lord, we praise you. We surrender ourselves and we open ourselves up, Lord God. And we say, Lord God, let the word today be a mirror. Lord God, cause it to show us, you know, what it is that you're doing in us and what you would have us to do as we surrender anew today. And we say, Lord God, not our will, but your will be done. Whatever is required, Lord God, whatever is called for, Lord, we surrender to it. I thank you, Father God, that every ear is anointed to hear right now. Every heart is receptive to receive. And I declare that the word of God is falling on good ground and we will never, ever be the same. Hallelujah. Thanks, Lord God. Hallelujah. Every need is met in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every need for direction, Lord God. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you that you said that you search all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you know the mind of God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, that every need for clarity, every need for direction, oh, Lord, every need for strength in every area, Lord, is being ministered to right now, Lord God, through this broadcast, Lord God. And I thank you that you will speak through my mind, my mouth, Lord God. You will think through my mind. And I covenant, Lord God, to give you alone all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the credit for everything that you shall do today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, precious people. Our God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Oh, thank you, Lord God. The book of Acts has been blessing us. I'm telling you, this book is so important. It's so paramount to what God wants to do with the church, the way he set it up and what he would have us to do, the true work of ministry. Hallelujah. The true work of making disciples, the true work of strengthening people, the true work of establishing the church. Hallelujah. And in the book of Acts, one thing that you cannot, you know, you cannot overlook in this book is the cost that is required for ministry. Oh, there's a cost. There's a cost to spreading this gospel. You know, something is going to be required of you. Hallelujah. Something is required of us even now. Hallelujah. So we want to take a look at the chapter. Hallelujah. It's basically broken up into three little sections here. The first is Macedonia and Greece. And that's chapter 20, that's verse 1 through verse 4. And then from Philippi to Miletus in verse 5 to verse 16. And then verse 17 all the way to the end, it's Paul and the Ephesian elders. Praise the name of the Lord. What is our purpose today as we delve into the word of God? I'm impressed by the Spirit of God that he wants to help us to count the cost. Hallelujah. For now, I want you to get a hold of that. Count the cost for now. What does now mean again? It simply means this, not our will. And this word is touching each of you individually, no matter who you are listening to this. Hallelujah. That it's not about your will. But this, and it also pertains to this ministry that God has blessed us to be a part of, New Destinies Ministry. Hallelujah. That it's not our will. Hallelujah. But it's the will of the Lord. And we all come together to say, look, it's not about me, not about you, not about her, not about this personality, but it's about the will of the Lord. And we're counting the cost. Because we deceive ourselves if we think that there's not a cost required. The Spirit of the Lord, God is a God of unity. Everything that he did, everything that he set up was set up in unity. He didn't even do anything by himself. God the Creator, hallelujah, even in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, he established the light. And we know the creation of the whole world was God's idea. Praise the name of the Lord. But when it came time to make man, he said to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us make man in our own image. The things that God has called us to do in the earth requires a work of unity. It requires a people coming together to get it done. Hallelujah. So that's why we say not our will. It's not about not my will. Of course, it's not my will. But God has joined us all together, and together we say not our will. In your family, it ought to be not our will. Whatever church, whatever ministry you're part of, it ought to be not our will. Hallelujah. Concerning this work in New Destiny Ministries, it's not our will. Pray, because there's nothing you can do on the earth. God, it's the will of God for him to give you a team. It's the will of God for it to function as a body. Hallelujah, with many members. It's the will of God for you not to do it alone. God, hallelujah, is a God of unity. And so he's bringing us all together, and together we are counting the cost for now. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who would attempt something without first counting the cost? Praise the name of the Lord. All right, let's begin here in Acts chapter 20. And I want to encourage every one of you. The last time I did one of the books in the book of Acts, I read through the entire chapter. And I want to encourage you this time to do that on your own. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But what we're going to do is we're going to highlight certain things that the Spirit of the Lord impressed upon us as we minister to you concerning counting the cost. For now, counting the cost for what God is doing in your life right now. There is something. Now is a transitional moment for you. Hallelujah. There is something right now that God is doing. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's not like anything you've ever seen before. It's a new challenge. It's a new place. It's a new assignment. It's requiring something new of you, something that you have never really experienced before. You may have experienced something like it, but you've never experienced what God is doing in you right now. And it is the will of the Lord for us to focus right now on what he's doing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, not what he did yesterday. Hallelujah. Not what's coming 10 years down the road. How many of you know if we don't master what God is trying to do right now, we won't even get there? Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to fight this moment right now, because if he can stop this now moment, then we'll never see the things that God has. Hallelujah. Afar off. Praise the Lord. So the Lord wants us to focus on the task at hand. He wants us to focus on what's before us in this moment. He wants us to focus on the team that he's building right now. He wants us to focus on what he's doing in us and what he desires to do through us in this moment. As we declare together, not our will. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's three things. Praise God. As we begin to look at this book of Acts chapter 20, you know, we know that the book starts, it's coming out of a place of confusion. You know, there was a gathering and there was a lot of confusion. So the Apostle Paul, the first thing he's having to do is we're seeing how he handles confusion and chaos in verse 1. Now, I know that there's not a person on this line who have not ever had to deal with confusion and chaos. It's called leadership. And you will have to deal with it. You will have to minister to people, and you will have to figure out what you're going to do with confusion and chaos. We're talking about counting the cost. Are you willing to do what's required when confusion shows up? Are you willing to do what's required when there's chaos? Praise the name of the Lord, because that's where this chapter starts. Hallelujah. All right, chapter 20, verse 1. In the King James Version of the Bible, it says, and after the uproar was ceased. Whew, hallelujah. Paul called them. Now, first of all, he had to dispel the crowd. In ministry, you always have, you know, different people you have to deal with. And when you're a leader, you have to deal with everybody. But you have a crowd. You have those who are spectators. They just show up. And we can see in chapter 19, a lot of them didn't even know why they showed up. Praise the name of the Lord. But you had people that just gathered because that was commotion. They just showed up. So that was ceased. That was dispelled. But after that, then Paul had to deal with the disciples. He had to deal with those that he was responsible to ministering to and to raise up for the work. He had to deal with the team. Hallelujah. He had to deal with the core group that had been assigned to him by Father God. Hallelujah. So in the King James Version of the Bible, it says, after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples. Hallelujah. And embraced them and departed for to go into Macedonia. Praise the Lord. Now, I like that, but I like the way it reads in the Amplified Version of the Bible. It says this, after the uproar was ceased, Paul sent for the disciples and warned and consoled and urged and encouraged them. Then he embraced them and told them farewell and set forth on his journey to Macedonia. Now that sounds like a lot to do for people. It's says that he called for a certain group of people that were leaders that he was assigned to raise up, to mentor, to coach, to you know, these were leaders. And he called them, and look at all what he did. The Bible says that he warned them. He consoled them. He urged them. He encouraged them. And he embraced them. As we talk about leadership and we talk about counting up the cost for now, what we have to understand is that there is so much required when it comes to leading people. And we have to count the cost. Are we willing to do all of that stuff? Are we willing to warn people about what's coming? Are we willing to console them when they're afraid? Because how many of you know that was such a chaos and such an uproar? Many of the disciples were dealing with fear because it was an immense time of warfare. But God is saying today, he said, if you're going to lead people in ministry and if you're going to, you know, if you're going to be successful in this assignment that you have right now, you're going to have to warn some people. You're going to have to be willing to console them when they're afraid. Hallelujah. You're going to have to be willing to minister to that. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, you're going to have to be able to see what's coming before they see it and warn them. And then when certain things come, hallelujah, you're going to have to be willing to console them, to comfort them. It's not just our responsibility to get through the warfare, because sometimes as warriors, we become insensitive. You know, sometimes as warriors, we're so used to the fight. We're so used to the warfare, hallelujah, that we have an intolerance for those around us that need consoling. But the Bible says, let the strong be infirmities of the weak. The Bible teaches us, hallelujah, that it's not just about us, but that we have to focus on the whole team. We have to focus on all the soldiers. What do you do if you know, if the battle's looking good, look like you're winning, but you got a soldier bleeding? Oh, you got to bandage that. You got to deal with that. So we see before Paul exits to leave town, he deals with it. He calls everybody together. So there was confusion. He didn't leave it in confusion. How many of us, as we count the cost right now, we count the cost for now, how many of us are willing to minister to every area of the need of the team that God has given us? Praise the name of the Lord. How many of us are willing to minister to that? So it says this. It says that he warned and consoled and urged and encouraged. That's a lot. Oh, if you're not patient, you're not going to get through all of that. You might warn them and move on. Hallelujah. But not only does the Bible say that he warned and consoled and urged them, he compelled them, he provoked them, but then the Bible says he embraced them. In other words, sometimes warnings can be brute. They can come across like, look, this is what's going to happen. Sometimes, you know, when we are urging people to do what we know is right for them to do, it come across a little hard. It may not come across right. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord says that in this leader, in this warrior, in this man who was willing to die for the work of the gospel, was something that caused him to not only warn them, console them, urge them, and encourage them, but he also embraced them. In other words, that was the love that was ministered, that was with it was not just love, it was not just the verbal love, but it was the touch. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It was the touch. You know, studies have shown that in children that were raised in homes without fathers, you know, there is so many things that people do because they're searching for the right touch. They're searching for that love. They need that love. And what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, as we count the cost, he's saying there's a whole other level of love that is required for this people. Many of us, we believe we've been perfected in love, and we believe, yeah, I love the precious people of God. I love them. I'm willing to die for this. I've sold out for this. It's not my will, but it's God's will. But God said, look, I'm requiring more. When you think you've done enough, hug them. When you think you've done enough, encourage them. Console them. And don't stop warning them. How many of us get tired? Praise the name of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is talking tonight. He's talking right now about counting up the cost. For now, in that moment, in that now moment in Paul's ministry, all of this was required before he could move on. Hallelujah. What's required in your family? those around you that you're trying to minister to. What's required in your church? What's required, you know, of those disciples that God is using you to build? What is required? I'm telling you, more. Praise the Lord. More is required. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying, look, it's not about yesterday. It's not about the things that you've done in ministry or in life, hallelujah, or, you know, on your job. But he's saying, in this moment, I'm requiring more. He wants us to resurvey our willingness to give out. He wants us to resurvey our willingness and our commitment, the extent that we're willing to go. When we think in our own mind and in our own pride and in our own egos that we've gone far enough, God says, go further. God says, now hug them. Hallelujah. Comfort them. Console them. Encourage them. We're talking about the team. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I think Paul made it a point through the Spirit of God working through them. He left them in a good place. He left them all right. And the Lord used him to make sure that all was well with those that the ministry circle that he was called to. Hallelujah. Many times flesh will tell us we've done enough, and we'll pull back, and we'll watch people begin to go through, and we'll say, well, I told them. Last time I warned them, they didn't listen. You know, or we'll say it don't require all of that. People ought to get it by now. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is encouraging us today to count the cost. How many of us can say, look, I'm willing to do a little more? When I think it's enough, you know, I understand that the people may need an embrace. My team may need an embrace. They need that from me. Hallelujah. Lord, you can use me not only to diffuse the confusion, but you can use me to build this people. Whatever is needed, Lord God. Hallelujah. I am a fit and adaptable. The word of God says, look, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is a capacity in me to be all things to all people, whatever the need is. Hallelujah. Whatever the need is, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. This word, I'm telling you, it'll help us with our relationships. It'll help us with our families. It'll help us with our children. It'll help us with ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is dealing with what is required and counting up the cost. And so in that moment, that is what Paul had to pour out. And so as we survey our lives right now, can we really handle what's required right now? Are we really up for it? Are we really up for the challenge? Do we really want to win? Do we really want to diffuse all the confusion and the warfare? Do we really want to have a strong team? And do we really want to build something for God that's going to last and that's going to stand? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. All right. And so we see from there in verse 2, when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation. Oh, you ought to underline in your Bible, much exhortation. Much, you know, what keeps sticking out is the extent that he had to go to. Much exhortation. That means over and, you know, exhorting them to the fullest extent. Hallelujah. To make sure that they were in a good place as he moved on. To make sure that all of the fear was gone out of the group. To make sure that they understood, hallelujah, that God was with them. To comfort them, to console them, to understand that they were going to be all right. That he who began a good work was faithful to complete it. Hallelujah. That wherever they were, their God was also, that he was with them. To exhort them. The Bible says much exhortation. He came into Greece. All right, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him as he was about to sail into Syria, he proposed to return through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Assyria, supporter of Berea and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see that he handled that before he traveled. Hallelujah. But we also see that the work of the Lord called for much traveling. And you can see a life of Paul that was guided not by where he wanted to be, not by comfort zones, but by where ministry was needed. It was a not my will lifestyle that said, okay, God, if you need me in Macedonia, I'm going. God, if you need me in Greece, whatever the need is, he packed up his bags and he moved. Praise the name of the Lord. As we're counting the cost, right now we say, Lord, I'm willing to go where you send me. Hallelujah. I'm not just picking the most comfortable place on the map to say, well, hey, I could go here and this would be nice, but I'm saying, God, where you send me, I will go. How many of us can honestly say that? Hallelujah, that if God calls you into missions, if God calls you to Africa to raise up disciples and to minister to leaders, would you go? God is saying, I want you to count the cost for now because some things are coming. And I want you to know that a lot of times when we can know, it's one thing to be pregnant and know that there is greatness on the inside of you, but you don't really know what the baby's going to look like until it comes. Even if you get an ultrasound, you still don't know. There is something in you that have not yet seen that baby. You might know it's a boy. You might know it's a girl. Hey, you might know on this line that you have an apostolic anointing on your life. You may know that there's a prophetic anointing on your life. You may know you've been called into evangelism, but you don't yet know what it all looks like. God's going to present some things to some of us, and you have to be willing in that moment to say, yes, Lord. You may not have a warning. You may not have seen it coming. It may not have even been anything you saw in the radar. It may not have been in your 10-year plan, but you have to count the cost for now. If God tells you to go, will you go? Hallelujah. Will you obey? Praise the Lord. Whatever is required, oh God. And that's what we see in the ministry and in the life of Paul in this chapter 20. And so from Philippi, he ends up going to Miletus, but all within the travels, and this is the same thing you saw in the life of Jesus. There was much traveling, but all within the traveling, there were the needs of people that were being ministered to. It wasn't about just traveling and passing by people with needs for healing, but it was wherever the need was for healing that manifested, it was ministered to right there in that moment. Hallelujah. It wasn't about send me a letter and an offering and your healing is going to manifest in 3 months. You know, give me your information. Give me your name, your address. We want you to send in a donation and we're going to minister to you over the next 6 to 12 months as you send in offerings every month and we're going to send you this cloth in the mail. No, it was about, look, if you're here in this room and you're in this, you're here in this service, you need healing, you receive your healing right now. It had nothing to do with the offering. Praise the name of the Lord. It had to do with a spirit of the Lord that was meeting the needs of the people. Well, on the road, and the blind man was there, and he healed him. The woman with the issue of blood, she just got healed. She touched him, and that was healing for her. And you can see the same pattern in the ministry of Paul. As we count the cost, are we willing to stop passing people up that need healing? You know, you see people and you know they need deliverance. Can you just say a prayer for them? See what the Lord will do for them. Hallelujah. I remember one day, this was years ago, but I was walking on the track exercising, and there was a lady in front of me, and she had these boils or these things on her leg. And I remember I was just walking and talking to the Lord, and I said, oh, God, she needs a healing. I said, oh, God, heal her. He said, you do it. In other words, the Lord was telling me, go pray for her. Go minister to her. You know, we send God to the hospital. We send the Spirit of the Lord over here, over there. And then we're walking right behind these people. We're right there with them. The Spirit of the Lord is encouraging us to minister to the needs of the people. So we're going to see in these next few verses where that was not only a part of Jesus' ministry, but this was a part of Paul's ministry as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go down and look at verse 8. And it says this, and there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in the window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was doing long preaching, hallelujah, you know, Apostle Paul didn't stop. He did much exhortation. He did long preaching. He traveled 3 months at a time. We're talking about giving over to the work of the ministry. We're talking about pouring out. Hallelujah. You know, everything in this chapter just continues to minister to us. Count the cost. You know, don't just give a little bit. Give all. When you think you've done enough, do more. Praise the Lord. All right, verse 9. All right. And being fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with and fell from the third loft and was taken up dead. I want to read that in the Amplified version of the Bible. Verse 9, it says, and there was a young man named Eutychus sitting in the window. He was borne down with deep sleep as Paul kept on talking still longer. And finally, completely overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was picked up dead. So we see in the time of ministry, a young man there, you know, overtaken by sleep, and it caused him to fall, and he was picking up dead. In other words, he appeared to be dead. Verse 10 says, and Paul went down. Now, Paul was preaching the word. He was teaching. The Bible says he was long speaking, but he was ministering to all that were there. But we see in the ministry of Paul, in verse 10, Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for life is in him. Now, that's the second time. We're only in verse 10 that we see embracing. How much life is ministered to people when you're just loving on them? Hallelujah. How much life is ministered to people? You know, we get so deep. But sometimes a hug can minister life to somebody. Sometimes a hug, the right embrace says it all. I mean, you can just hug people and be anointed and they start crying and it says everything to them that you don't even have to open your mouth. The Bible, you know, God is saying to us today, as we count the cost, we need to be willing to embrace people back to life. I can't explain how a hug can do it. I can't explain how an embrace can do it. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord is reminding us that there is life, and not only is there life, but there is love ministered as we embrace. We saw Paul embracing the disciples. Then we see here this man who was taken up dead, and here comes again an embrace. And in that embrace, he was saying, you will live and not die. In that embrace, he was saying, I love you enough to stop what I'm doing. Hallelujah, you're important. How many times in services and in religion and in church, you know, if there's a need in the building, the first thing we do is take them out so they won't distract the service. You don't see that in the Word of God. Take them out so they don't distract the service. No, how about minister to the need right there? It's not okay for people to die in the service of the Lord, to die in church where the anointing is. And there's not a touch. There's not an embrace. There's not an anointing to lift them up. Every need should be met in the house. The number one thing I pray every time we have a service, anything like that, I'm saying, I believe, Lord God, every need is met in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. These people will not leave the same way that they've come. But we see Paul, he wasn't more concerned about the service than he was about serving the needs of the people. Hallelujah. It's not about the service. We don't worship the service. We worship the Savior. And we're servants to the people of God. So if a need arises, and as it did right here in this verse, and as we can see, and as we use this as an example for ministry, the whole book of Acts is to be an example for ministry. So we see that the Apostle Paul, he stopped. And he went and he ministered to that need. When people around you mess up your itinerary, they mess up your flow, they mess up your schedule with their needs, their need for an embrace, their needs for something that seems so simple, but it ministers new life to them. Hallelujah. When you have an agenda and you have an outline and you're teaching and you're flowing and, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is dealt with you about what you're going to preach today, but then there comes a need that was unexpected. And it causes this interruption. Are we patient enough? Are we loving enough? Hallelujah. To stop and to minister to that need. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so many times in the Word of God, the Bible talks about the religious man. It was the man who, you know, he had a need, and this guy was on the way to church, and he didn't want to stop and minister to that need. So the Spirit of the Lord, he's encouraging us. He doesn't want us to get so caught up in the service that we forget to serve. Get so caught up in our sermon that we neglect the needs of the people, the needs that manifest. Hallelujah. Can we live a life that says, look, God, whatever is required right now, well, if the man died now, go minister to the need now. Hallelujah. And that's the pattern that you see in the Word of God. Wherever the need arose, that's where ministry went. That's where the focus of ministry went to. It went to that need. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're counting up the cost. That, Lord, you know, whoever you unction me to pray for, Lord, wherever I see the need, I will minister to it. Hallelujah. Even if it's in the midst of serving. Hallelujah. Even if it's in the midst of my structure. Even if it messes up my structure. Even if it messes up my program. Even if it messes up the plan. I will not neglect, hallelujah, to love people to life. I will not neglect to the needs of the people. I will not neglect the needful embrace. I will not neglect to warn, to console, to encourage. Hallelujah. I will not neglect it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, so we see that. Let's jump down. Hallelujah. Let's go down to verse 24. And in from verse 17 on to the end of the chapter to verse 38, we see that Paul was with the Ephesian elders. But in verse 24, it says, but none of these things move me. Let's go up a little bit further to see what was going on. We can go to verse 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. Now, one thing that you see in Paul's ministry is that to leaders by themselves. He ministers to everybody, but then he calls the elders together. Everybody's a big crowd, then he calls for the disciples. So, you know, we have to understand that in the process of raising up leaders, we have to call them together. There has to be special ministry for the leaders. And so we see the emphasis in Paul's ministry on those that are to lead the people. All right. So verse 17, he calls the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Now, in verse 19, Paul says of himself that he served with humility in mind, and I believe him, because all throughout this chapter 20, I'm seeing humility come from Paul. The humility to take time to minister to the needs, emotional needs. I'm talking about not just spiritual needs for healing. Nobody got healed, but their emotional needs got ministered to. The person got ministered to. You know? Hallelujah. So yes, he says, I serve the Lord with humility of mind. In other words, not thinking too much of myself that I can't stop, you know, when I see that they need a hug. I can't stop when I see that they need to be, you know, encouraged. Encouragement is a ministry. One word of encouragement can keep someone from quitting. Hallelujah. One hug from, you know, to a person can minister the love of God that causes them to know that they are loved, and it helps them to go on just a little bit further. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we're serving in the Lord and as we're counting up the cost, we can pray this. Lord, thank you that I serve you now with humility of mind. In my mind, Lord God, that I'm not thinking more highly of myself than I'm up to. It's not a person listening to the sound of my voice right now that cannot become more humble in God. Hallelujah. As we count up the cost, God is requiring greater humility. Hallelujah. Yes, we have a will that is sold out. Yes, we say, yes, Lord, I love you. Yes, Lord, I'll do anything for you. But God said, I'm requiring more humility from you. Humility is that thing that causes you to come down when you want to stay up on your own level. Humility is that thing that causes you to meet people right where they are, right where their need is, regardless of even if it seems immature, even if it seems unnecessary, even if it seems a little beneath you. Humility will cause you to stop and meet them right there. Count the cost, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we believe we serve with humility of a mind in verse 19. And Paul says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me while lying in wait of the Jews, verse 20, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shown you and have taught you publicly from house to house. So he's saying, not only was I teaching the word of God, but I was an example. Hallelujah. An example before you. Praise the Lord. Verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, stirring up the belief that Jesus is the Son of God and those that he came in contact with. Praise the Lord. Verse 22, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me. Now, verse 22, this is one of the things that the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that no matter what your assignment is, you will not know the fullness of everything that will befall you. You don't know the fullness of what's required. That's why the Spirit of the Lord is saying, look, every day now, you got to count the cost if you're going to be successful in this. Every day now, you have to understand that the cost is always going to be greater than what you initially thought you were willing to pay. That's why it's called a sacrifice. A sacrifice is that which hurts. A sacrifice is that which, you know, it costs you so much that you feel the extent of it. When we get ready to give to God, if we don't feel it, it's not a sacrifice. But the Bible teaches us this. In the book of Romans, it says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your spirit and your soul is housed in your body. That means the essence of everything you will do on the earth. And when you declare, not my will, it's a sacrifice. So you're going to have to be prepared to go a little further than you thought you were going to have to go. Whatever you think was required, God said there's more required. Whatever you thought the cost was, God said, no, it's going to cost more. It's going to cost more than that. Praise the name of the Lord. So in our place of humility, we say, Lord, today, whatever is required, I humble myself. Hallelujah. Even if it's not what I want to do, even if it's more than what I want to give, even if I don't see where it's necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible, when he deals with relationships in the Word of God, you know, it, so many times it deals with, you know, us in our own perspective. It tells the fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. Hallelujah. So that means there's something that can be in a father that can be in a little impatient. Why? Because you're on a whole different mindset. You're on a whole different level. You're way more mature. So in your maturity, you're thinking, you know, you should know this young man. You know, and there's a way that we provoke them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But the Lord is always tempering us and balancing us with humility to say, look, don't forget, you used to be stupid just like that. Don't forget, you had to come into the knowledge of it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so the way that we deal with others, the Spirit of the Lord is telling us, look, you have to minister love one to another. Praise the Lord. How many of us are willing to do that? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That, you know, women may be a little more emotional than men. Praise the Lord. Children may not know as much as they think they know. But in our relationship with God, we know nothing. He knows everything. But he walks with us and he talks with us. He ministers to us. He meets us right where we are, and he teaches us from that place, and he does it with love. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He comforts us when we're weak. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the weak bear the infirmities of the strong. Let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. But we see the ministry of the Holy Spirit that is loving, that comforts and consoles. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the spirit that you see operating through Paul. And as we minister and as we go forth in God, you know, we want people to see that spirit working in us, that everything we do reflects the love of Christ. It reflects the extent that Jesus was willing to go through for love, the extent, the fullness of the extent. All the 39 lashes were for love, and it was for us. The thorny crown on his head was for us. It was because of love. It was because of love that he even came. God loved us so that he sent his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. So in verse 22, and now, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me. So be mindful that the things that are to come, even though we don't know, if you have humility and if you're operating in the love of God, you have humility in your mind, you'll be equipped for whatever's coming. Hallelujah. That we think it not too much, whatever's required in the moment. That we do all that is required till everybody's comforted. We do all that is required till everybody's healed. We do all that is required to fulfill the assignment. If it calls for relocating, if it calls for moving, whatever the Spirit of the Lord say, that we say, look, not my will, but your will be done. Praise God. Verse 23, save the Holy Ghost, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city. saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. See, that's the whole point. Counting the cost, we want to finish in God. And we want to finish with victory. We want to know that we fulfill the assignment to the fullness. Praise the Lord. We want to know that we didn't, you know, that we fulfilled it. The assignment, fulfilling the assignment is not just showing up. See, sometimes it's such a fight with the Spirit of God in us to get us to surrender to the call and to the assignment. So we finally accept the call of God on our life, and we show up. But then we show up, and we still got a little pride. We show up, and we still got a little issue. We still got these things. But it's not just showing up. It's the fullness of the follow-through that's required once you show up, once you accept the call, once you say, yes, Lord, then it's more required. God says, count the cost today. Be willing to give me more today. Be willing to die to yourself more. Be willing to know you have not arrived, says the Spirit of the Lord. There's still a work that I'm doing in you that's going to produce victory in the lives of those around you so that you win and so you successfully finish the assignment that I have given you. God is calling for us to finish. How many of you are on the line today? Say, look, I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish strong. Verse 24 in the Amplified Version of the Bible says, but none of these things move me. Now, see, that preaches right there by itself. None of these things move me. None of the things that I go through, none of the things that will come, that I don't even know what's coming, nothing moves me. It says, neither do I esteem my life dear to myself, if only I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have obtained from, which was entrusted to me by the Lord Jesus. In other words, everything I'm doing is because I'm called to do it. It's not even about me, but the Lord has called me to do this faithfully to attest to the good news, the gospel of God's grace, his unmerited favor, spiritual blessing, and mercy. Hallelujah. I have a purpose that is greater than me. My purpose is that the Lord has entrusted this to me. The Lord has entrusted this family to me. The Lord has entrusted this ministry to me. The Lord has entrusted, even your coworkers have been entrusted to you. Even your friends, hallelujah, anybody in your life has been entrusted to you. You have been set as a light in their pathway. You have been set as a lamp on a hill. And God is requiring, hallelujah, your light to shine. God is requiring the impact of you being there, hallelujah, to affect them forever. God is requiring that you die to yourself, that there is such a flow of love and humility of mind that comes from you, that everybody around you, hallelujah, is ministered to. Every need around you is met emotionally, spiritually, physically, naturally. We have the capacity on the inside of us through the Holy Ghost to win. We have the capacity on the inside of us from the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to count the cost and to fulfill whatever's required in the moment, right now. Hallelujah. This battle that's before me right now, oh, I'm going to win this battle. Everybody around me, it's not just about you winning. It's not just about you having joy. The joy of the Lord is strengthening you, but it's about ministering to everybody around you until joy fills their heart, until fear leaves them. We don't want fear in anybody on the team. Ministry is about team building. Ministry is about people. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Fear can't grip the hearts of my children. Hallelujah. No evil befalls them. No plague comes not their dwelling. Not only am I going to intercede and pray, but I'm going to minister. I'm going to minister some embraces. I'm going to minister some comfort. I'm going to have some conversations, and I'm going to impart some encouragement. I'm going to take the time sometimes just to grab them and hold them. Praise the name of the Lord. Count the cost, says the Spirit of the Lord. Love conquers all. Praise God. Verse 25, it says, and now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching, the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. So Paul was in another transition. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. It says in Amplified, I am clean and innocent and not responsible for the blood of any of you. How could he say that? Because he took the time to thoroughly minister to them. He didn't have people on his team committing suicide, quitting, giving up, throwing in the towel. How many of you know we can directly impact people's willingness to go on through our encouragement, through our consoling, through our love, through the powerful ministry of embrace? We saw two miracles in this chapter already through just embracing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Take heed, therefore, unto yourself. No, he says in verse 27, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. What is all the counsel of God? Look back in verse 1, when he was willing to warn, to console, to urge, to encourage, and then to hug them. He finished it up in love. Hallelujah. Verse 28, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Here it is again, he's still doing it. What is he doing now? Warning. He's saying, I see something coming that you don't see. That's the point of being a shepherd, that you're supposed to see before the sheep. You're supposed to see what's coming upon them, and you're supposed to warn them. We have a responsibility to warn people. That God has given us the gift to see. God has given us the prophetic gift. He's given us all of these things, not for us just to feel smart and to feel like I knew that, I saw that coming. You know, it's one thing for you to something to happen to you and somebody to say, I saw it coming. I knew that was going to happen. They didn't warn you, they didn't pray, they didn't call you, they didn't give you a word. Well, what good are you if you're only going to tell me that after the attack, after the wolves have come in? The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, God says, Jeremiah, you tell them whether they forbear or whether they hear you. He says, it's not on you. He says, but you tell them. We have a responsibility to let people know what's happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says in verse 30, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessity and to them that were with me. I have shown you all things so that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. Support the weak. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Verse 36, and when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with all of them. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. There it is again. It is the intimacy of Paul's ministry. It was nothing perverted about it. He fell down on his knees and prayed with them. The Bible says as he was departing, they fell on him and they kissed him. There was an intimacy. There was such a love and such a touchableness about this man of God. We don't see in his ministry untouchable. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with armor bearers at all. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with bodyguards and all this stuff. But I'm just saying you don't see that. I don't see that in chapter 20. You know, I see a man of God that made sure that, you know, he loved the people, that the people were able to, you know, to hug him. And there's nothing wrong with armor bearers. Again, I want to say that again. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying as we observe the ministry of Paul, we keep seeing this touchable element to how he was impacting the lives of people, to how God was using him in his ministry. Hallelujah. In verse 38, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. So, you know, Let's look at this thing called, you know, being a Christian. As we have looked at Acts chapter 20, and we all, you know, if you're on this line and you're saved today, you bear the name of Jesus Christ. You know, but if you look at Mark, let's look over just at Mark chapter 3, verse 35. Hallelujah. We just want to look at something really quick. You know, for those of us that bear the name of Jesus, we're talking about counting up the cost. We're talking about what is required for this work of ministry. Praise God. And I believe that the word of God is bringing change. It's not just about, oh, it's a good word, or, oh, it's not about any of the formalities, but it's about being provoked unto change today. Mark chapter 3, verse 35. It's about learning something new that you will implement, not just being a hearer of the word, but being a doer of the word. Hallelujah. That something will stir in your soul and your spirit concerning those around you. That's, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is ministering to you concerning the people around you that need this ministry that we saw coming out of Paul. This ministry of a now miracle. Stop what you're doing and make sure they get what they need. How this ministry of emotion, ministering to their emotions, ministering to the fears of people, ministering to the need of people to be comforted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mark 3:35. It says this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, not our will, but your will be done. Praise God that we're willing to do more than we initially thought was required. Let's read verse 34. And he looked round about on them which sat about him and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. Then he said this, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and the same is my sister and the same is my mother. We're talking about not my will, but God's will be done. As we claim the name of Jesus Christ and we call ourselves Christians and we say, you know, I'm saved. I love God. You love God, and, you know, to the degree that it's not about you anymore. He says, look, I only want those claiming me, and I only claim those who are about the will of my Father. You can call yourself whatever you want to, but until you die to yourself, you're not mine. He says, those that belong to me have died to themselves. He says that they do the will of God. Do the will of God in every situation. I'm praying that there be a greater sensitivity to the will of God, what the will of God is for you in every relationship, what the will of God is for you in your ministry right now, what's required. Hallelujah. The new sacrifice, the sacrifice right now that you would surrender and submit completely to that will. And Jesus said, you are mine. Those after my own heart, because I said in the garden, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. I drip sweat, drops of blood, you know, sweat like drops of blood. Hallelujah. And I prayed through until it was not my will, but it was God's will. He said, these are my brethren. These are my family. These are mine. Those who do the will of the Father. As you claim the name of the Lord, strengthen yourself in your will to do the will of God. Strengthen yourself to understand that it's not just about claiming the name of Jesus, but we are to be like him. We are to be conformed into the image of the dear son, Jesus. As I look at Paul's ministry, I see the ministry of Jesus. I see that love. I see that meeting the needs of the people. Praise the Lord. God is so awesome. He is so wonderful to say. Philippians 2:13, we're just looking at some other scriptures in the Word to strengthen us in the will of God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, whatever is required. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you right now that more is required. More is required of you. One of the most powerful prayers you can pray is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Not my will, but your will be done, God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. It says this. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 12 says, wherefore, my brethren, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In the Amplified Version, verse 13 says, not in your own strength. Okay, so you say, how I'm going to exhort everybody? How I'm going to console them? How I'm going to comfort them? How I'm going to embrace them? That's not even my personality. Hallelujah. You know, not in your own strength, for it is God
who is all the while effectually at work in you. It is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire, both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. The Bible says, look, not only is he working in you both to do it, but he says to give you the power, but also to give you the desire. When you have it in your life, have a desire, hallelujah, to minister to people that you see them in fear. You see them, you know, where they're scared to do the will of God, or they're ready to quit, or they're ready to turn back, hallelujah, or whatever's required. The Spirit of the Lord says that you can count on God to give you the desire. You can release your faith through prayer. God, thank you for the power and the desire for your will to be done in every situation and circumstances. You, God, you're working in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Hallelujah, and you shall be glorified. Praise God, praise God. We're not alone. We're not alone, precious people. We serve a God who is able to make all grace abound unto us. Grace is a divine enablement and the divine ability to do what you could not do without God. We are unlimited. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As we declare of ourselves, not our will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. As we declare of ourselves that, God, we're counting up the cost and we're willing to give more than we've ever given before right now. We're willing, Lord God, to go further than we've ever gone before right now. We're willing to love people more than we've ever loved them before right now. Hallelujah. Whatever the need is in the moment, Lord God, you have given us the power and you have given us the desire to fulfill your will now. You have given us the grace. You have given us the divine ability. There's not a need around us that will go unmet because we have both the power. We have the desire. We have God working in us effectually, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. And every need is being met for the work of ministry. Every need is being met for the cause of Christ. We have the faith. We have the belief. We have the power. We have the grace. We have the might. We have God. Praise the name of the Lord. We have humility in our minds. We have love in our hearts. We have the patience, hallelujah, to bear up under whatever needs to take place. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through God who loves us. Praise the Lord. It is God, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. What is the Spirit of the Lord saying? He's saying, as you go through with joy. Go through with love. Go through with peace. The Apostle Paul said, I don't know what's coming, but I have joy. Amen, that no matter what is required, that we're not doing it grudgingly. God doesn't want us to do anything grudgingly. The Bible says he loves a cheerful giver. Whether you're giving somebody a hug, whether you're giving them a word of exhortation, whether you're encouraging them, whether you're rebuking them, whatever you're doing, God says, look, do it in love. Do it cheerfully. Do it with joy. Whatever your assignment is right now, go through. Fulfill the will of the Lord with the joy of the Lord in your heart. The thankfulness that he called you, the gratefulness that he's using you, the appreciation for his power and his might and his anointing and his grace, that he's working in your desires. He's given you a desire to go all the way for him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us not forget, hallelujah, that it is the Lord who works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And as we count the cost for ministry, we understand that right now in this moment, we're going to succeed in our assignment, and we're going to go forth with joy. We're going to go forth and do all that God has called us to do, because there's no failure in him. He's working in us with the power and the desire, and it's done to the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister Ruby, back to you. Praise God.
Lord, you done taught and preached that one, Pastor Miracle. All I can say is thank Jesus. Ooh, you got quite a few callers, so I'm just going to go on and open up their line. And if you have any questions or comments or whatever, you're welcome to ask Pastor Miracle on the line. Woo! Jesus, all that. Paul, I'm going to go to, we go by line. We got a couple of callers that we don't know, but I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless. I truly thank God on this afternoon. I thank God once again for the broadcast. I thank God for Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for Sister Ruby and all the others in their respectable places. I just thank God because the truth and the power of God is poured on this line. I thank God for you, Pastor Miracles. I really thank God for the word on today. I thank God because I just thank God. I'm not going to go into all of that, but I just thank God because the word is true. I thank God for your excellent teaching and your excellent preaching and your excellent prayers. I just thank God for you. May God continue to fill your cup, and may you continue to be blessed. And hallelujah, I thank God. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the prayer, Prophetess Darlene Davis. It was a blessing. We're going to Mother Charity, and then we're going to go to the unknown numbers. Mother Charity.
Yes, praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We have enjoyed this Sister Miracle bringing up the essence of that particular chapter. I mean, she really did bring out every single verse. I'm telling you, it's lots of work to be done. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you the truth, she's done an excellent job. Hallelujah. And I'm very much encouraged, amen, with her words, amen. Glory to God. And so y'all continue to pray for us. We love you in Jesus' name.
Love you too, Mother Charity. Thank you so much. God bless. We're going. We got a few callers. Be patient with us. Unknown number. 15901. Okay, 815-2901. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Now we're gonna go on.
He
came and
he told me that he said that he just didn't want to go get him because
he don't do anything. Who's on? Okay, Pastor. Are we going to Pastor Beatrice
Pastor
Martin? Pastor Martin.
Hello.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Bless
we
you.
Hear
you. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It was very awesome. She's an awesome woman of God. The power of the Holy Ghost used her. She spoke about what just really grabbed my heart was how she spoke about people embracing people back to life, how Paul took time out from his sermon after he preached and just stepped down and embraced the man back to life, and she spoke about how we can embrace people back to life. And, you know, I see a lot of that in the church when somebody come in drunk or somebody come in needing help, and they're always taking them out to church when we have the power to give them that life they need. And when she brought that out, that just really touched my heart. Like she was saying, don't let them die. We got life in us. When people come into church, we should be able to do the same thing Paul did. And she said, but instead people are worshiping the service than worshiping the Savior. And so when she brought that out, that really stuck to my heart because there are a lot of hurting people. Like she said, we could be embracing and giving them life that are walking, that are dead, that are out there hurting. You know, and she spoke about on their mission. They wasn't out just on their mission walking around doing nothing and walking past people, but they was reaching the lost soul. And she spoke about counting up the cost. She brought out the very thing, how it count up the cost and how humble Paul was. She just brought out all I was doing was just shaking my head and saying, awesome woman of God. And I thank God for you, Pastor Miracle. That was awesome. Like you said, don't let people die. We have the power to embrace them with a compassion and with love. You spoke about how you brought embracing out twice, how the man of God stopped doing what he was doing because you shared it wasn't about, you know, us. It's all about winning souls. And I just want to tell you, you were very awesome. And the power of the Holy Ghost used you. And I just thank God I tuned in to listen to you, you great woman of God.
Praise God for you. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Praise
God be
the Lord. Beatrice Martin will be bringing the word tomorrow, Wednesday. So tune in. We got these mighty women of God pastoring. Thank you, Pastor. Martin. God bless. We're going to Minister Burlington.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. It is indeed a blessing for us to be together on this Tuesday and to receive a right now word from the Lord. Amen. I'm just so thankful that my pastor, Pastor Miracle, my pastor, is available, and she is a true mouthpiece through which the Spirit of the Lord speaks and ministers to the people. And we're thankful for the Word of God today. The message was reliable. It was trustworthy. It was right from Scripture. Pastor Miracle was resolute in authority and boldness in bringing us the Word, and it also was effective to trigger a response in the hearts of men for those of us who heard it. And we are thankful for that. And God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Amen. Bless you, Minister Burlington.
God bless. Okay, we thank you, Minister Burlington. We're going to Lady Mars, and we're coming to the rest of y'all in a few minutes. Lady Mars?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Want to say thank God for Pastor Miracle, the word that I heard on today. I didn't catch it in its fullness, but I can concur with the pastor that just spoke concerning how you taught about how Paul was so empathetic to the needs of the people, and you just did such a beautiful job, and that's the heart that we have to minister in, being very sensitive to the needs of the people and not being so focused, or shall I say become distracted by the order of the service, that we will overlook the needs of the people. And that even how you stated that every need should be met in the house. So it's very important that as leaders and those of us that are in position when those needs arise, to make sure whether we assign someone to make sure those needs are met. Because a lot of times when you do try to move people, take them out of the house of God, you lose something in that transition of moving. So you have to be very sensitive to when the need arises to immediately attend under the anointing of God. So beautifully, the way you expounded, it was such a wonderful lesson. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you as well, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Lady Mars. Lady Mars is having a women's conference, and we want you to give out your information now, Lady Mars, while you're on the phone.
Amen, amen. We're very excited about our fifth annual Women of Destiny Empowerment Conference that will be held April 25th, 26th. That's a Friday and Saturday. And we're excited about the women of God that will be speaking there. Prophetess Yvonne Ruff out of Chicago, Illinois. Pastor Jacqueline McLemore out of Montgomery, Alabama, which is actually the cousin of Evangelist Bernard, and also Bishop Alfred and Winston Singleton's cousin, along with Evangelist Virginia Bowie out of Joliet, Illinois. So we're looking for God to do great things. The theme this year is understanding the process. And our scripture is 1 Peter 5 and 10. So for those of you that can meet us here in the city of Birmingham, we're expecting God to do great things here. Thank you, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, would you give them the address for where you're at?
Yes, if you is interested, they can contact me. They can either call me on my cell, which is area code 601-291-9600, or they can email me, rz@hotmail.com, or they can connect with me on Facebook, Roslyn Z. Morris.
Okay, thank you so much, Lady Mars. God bless.
Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
God bless you. Minister Democrat, we're coming right to you in a minute. But we're going to go to Sister T. Sister T, you got off in the back. Sister T?
Praise the Lord. I am truly encouraged on today. Pastor Miracle, you hit on a lot of points that have been very helpful to me. I just heard you say that God is requiring more. I noticed that I am the kind of person that will go up to someone and hug them and try to give them the word of God, even if they're on the streets, homeless or anything like that. But I did also hear you say that sometimes there's people in the church that will reject those who are coming forward for need in that area. And we just got to be more humble. And I'm just thanking God that you brought that message that makes me want to be more humble and have more humility towards people. So I just praise and honor God for the message that you brought today, because it truly encouraged my heart. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Praise God.
Bless you. Sister Barbara, this is Mother Charity sister. Sister Barbara, okay then. We thank you for tuning in today. Okay, we're going to Minister Democrat. Minister Democrat, thanks for holding on.
All right, amen, amen. I'm encouraged, amen. We ain't got no excuse not to pray no more. You know, say, I ain't got time. She gave us that word, like, now, amen to God, not I will, amen to God. That's a quick prayer that will cover so much, amen. So I'm going to start using that, Lord. I said, Lord, amen, not I will. And one more thing I love that she brought out in the lesson, like, the saints of God, even though Paul was this great apostle and whatnot, you know, they met together each week on the first of the week and whatnot. They still came together and whatnot, you know. So I thank and praise God, you know, it's important, amen to God, like what we're doing here, amen, our individual jobs, our individual, you know, it's good to come together, you know, once a week at least, amen to God, whether it's a prayer. Amen. So I'm going to take that nugget, amen. So God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, God bless you, Minister Democrat. Thanks so much for being so patient. We just love your patience and working for the Lord, all everybody. But I go to you quite a bit on the intro. So God bless. We're going to, I think I've seen Sister Dawn. Yeah. Sister Dawn, I'm opening up your line, see if you have anything to say. Or can you say? Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's Sister Dawn.
Hi, yes, hi.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad I went to you. You heard the word?
Yeah, no, I didn't hear. I came on late because I was at the drugstore for my patient, but God is good. I didn't want to come on late. I started not to come on, but God is good.
Yes.
And yesterday I was at my doctor for my appointment, so I go on the internet. I listen to it, but I didn't hear the words.
Well, that's a blessing to hear your voice alive. This is our founder and host, Vangis Bernard, older sister. Always. What part of Texas you in, Dawn?
Irvin,
Texas.
Yes.
Pastor Miracle, she's not too far from you.
Yes,
Pastor Miracle, she's
where
not
is she?
Too far from you.
Where is she?
Where she's in Houston, Texas.
Oh, that's where. Well, that's where my daughter's at. Okay.
Okay, Pastor Miracle.
Amen.
Yeah, my daughter's in Humble.
Praise the Lord.
Right around the corner, so that's a blessing there.
That's a
blessing. That's not very far at all.
Oh,
okay.
I live in Irving. I live close to Dallas. Okay. Well, God bless you all, and you all have a very blessed day.
And God bless you. Mr. Don, it's good hearing your voice.
Okay.
God bless.
Nice to hear your voice, too. Okay, God bless you, too.
Okay, then I think we went to everybody that we got. Yeah. If this was a blessing, Pastor Miracle, you got so, like everybody say, so many nuggets, but the whole matter, the fact is we got to humble ourselves and have love for God's people and work for them. So it was just anointed. I mean, the word was anointed, and you preached and you taught. So I say you probably can go a little longer. I say, but Lord, we thank you for that message, that book of Acts to bring the anointed and appointed out here to bring the word of the Lord to his precious people down here on this earth, heaven bound, a Pastor Miracle. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you as well. Thank God for all that he did today through the word of God. And I know that the word comes not just to, you know, to stir us up, but it comes to provoke us to action and to change. And I know that we all can think of ways that we can implement this word that went forth today, ways that we can make sure every day that we're walking more and more in the love of God and we're walking more and more in the ministering to the needs of all of those that are around us. Amen, that the Lord would begin to strengthen our relationships. He would begin to strengthen the saints, you know, begin to strengthen the church, bring more people in. You know, he will do all of these things if we follow the examples that we learned today. So we give God the praise and we give God all of the glory for this. Thank you, God, for all of you that are joining in on the call. Hallelujah. And, you know, and knowing that, hey, the word that goes forth on this broadcast is just excellent. You know, those that God has connected to Evangelist Bernard and this New Destiny ministry. And so we're thanking God for all that he's doing. And what we want to do right now is we want to just, we just want to begin to pray. If there are special needs, if it's okay, Sister Ruby, we can just take prayer requests. If there are any special prayer needs, we'd love to just, you know, as a family, just pray for you.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I can open their lines and see if they need one prayer. I'm opening their lines now, Pastor Miracle. Let's see. Pastor Martin, the unknown. I'm getting their lines open right now for you, Lady Mars and Sister T and Sister Dawn. Now, everybody's line is open now. She said if you need a prayer, please let us know.
Yeah, and as we begin our prayer request, I want to just give you a quick testimony of the power of prayer. We had a young man in our fellowship. His name is Brother Simon, and he was incarcerated in the state of Louisiana. He lived here in Texas. He was trying to travel. The police locked him up, and they were trying to give him 30 years on something real stupid, and they had no real evidence. But if it were not for the prayers of the righteous, he would still be in prison today. He showed up to Bible study and said, Pastor Mary, well, what happened before that was his wife had came to the altar for prayer for him, and we called him out of prison. You know, we called him free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. We released his liberty, and I think it was like that next week or so he showed up at Bible study. They had released him and said that they didn't have enough evidence.
All right,
hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we know that even when the Apostle Paul was in prison, it was the prayers of the righteous that got him out. And I just want to encourage you, no matter what's going on in your family, no matter what's going on all around you, I'm telling you, prayer is going to change it. Prayer is going to move it.
Right.
The prayers of the saints. So as we have all gathered here together, we want to just evoke some change in our lives of our family and those that connected to, that are connected to us. In the book of Noah, when God gave the rainbow to Noah, he said, look, this is my covenant with you, that destruction will never again come to your land. And so you
thank
can say of your land, look, God has promised me that if you live in, if you're in my land, you will not be destroyed. You will not be devoured. Why? Because God sought for an intercessor to stand in the gap so that they would not be destroyed. So let's pray. You're on this line there, prayer needs. I know you have some prayer needs. Let's come together on it. Let's see some miracles. Hallelujah.
Right.
Who's on the line? Who has a prayer request right now?
Evangelist Bernard, you got me messed up. Evangelist Bernard, one prayer. And Minister Democrat, one prayer. They got that. So you can pray for Evangelist Bernard.
Then remember, amen. Sister Charity as well. Praise.
Amen, amen, amen. Evangelist Bernard, Liberal Democrat, and Sister Charity.
Yeah, anybody else?
Oh,
your lines are open.
I want prayer for the body of Christ, prayer for the churches. When she was speaking about on people coming in the churches and disrupting service, instead of them pulling them and taking them out, that they would embrace them and let the power of God use them in the service.
Hallelujah. Amen. Minister, a Democrat.
Amen, amen. I just want to pray that, you know, God continue to bless, you know, certain things I'm trying to do in business and whatnot. I'm trying to make some decisions on what to let go and which ones to keep and stuff like that. So, amen to God, that I make the right decisions and whatnot, that God will, you know, make me make those right decisions and whatnot. So that's my prayer right now, that discernment, I guess. Amen.
Okay, Pastor Martin, Lady Mars, Sister T.
I need prayer for the Loxton family. They're trying to settle my mom's estate, and there's been an attack launched against me. So I'm asking for prayer for the Loxton family.
The Loxton family. Amen.
Okay. Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Did you need prayer for what anybody
yes.
in your
Yes, prayer for the Miller family, the lady I work for, her daughter-in-law, and prayer for my family also, and please lift Jarvis up in prayer because he needs it, and God bless you all.
Okay, now what family was that? It was the?
The Meador, M-E-A-D-O-R, the Meador family.
Okay,
and
the Meador family.
My family also. But Jarvis
okay.
really need prayer because he have a little problem. But pray for Jarvis.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
what's
you.
Your family? What's the name?
Who, Jarvis?
No, your family. You said your family as well.
Oh, Adrian family. It's the Adrian family. The whole family.
Amen. 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 All
Amen.
Right. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Now we got one more, and then you can go and pray, Pastor Miracle.
Amen.
Pastor. Hamilton. You will need prayer? Pastor Hamilton? Okay, I guess but he's on the line, Pastor Miracle, so I think we got everybody. Nobody else is asking for prayer, so you can go forth as the Lord leads.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of
yes.
you know that the prayers of the righteous avail much power?
Right.
Hallelujah. And
as we go
before the Lord in prayer, you know we are not praying amiss. That his ears are inclined unto the righteous. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 133 that where there is unity, he commands the blessing. We come together on the spirit in one accord. Hallelujah. Believing that it's already done as we touch and agree concerning the needs of one another. Hallelujah. That our life is not just about what I need. It's not just about you and what you need, but it's about what everybody on this call needs. And here today, we agree every need is met right now in the mighty name of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
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 Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for
Hallelujah.
Every caller on this line right now. I
Hallelujah.
Thank you for a stirring and a shaking in them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your word says you confirm your word with signs following. Lord God,
Praise.
Let this word that we're for today be confirmed with signs following in us, work in us, will in us. Do your good pleasure, Lord God. We surrender ourselves to you.
Hallelujah.
We surrender our will to you. We surrender our minds to you. Lord God, we're praying for a spirit of humility like never before, that we would be more humble, Lord God. Hallelujah. We would be more sensitive to the needs of your people. And as we come together, Lord, in the spirit of unity and oneness, and one accord, we're lifting up the knees on this prayer call. By faith, believing in advance that it's already done. We lift up, Lord God, the locks and failing. Hallelujah. Unity. Stand the spirit of the Lord. We're praying that for every family represented, that God would do a greater work of unity, a greater work of oneness, hallelujah, a greater work of harmony and love. That brotherly love will continue. Every family member, Lord God. Bring salvation. We're praying for the backslidden, Lord God. Draw them into yourself, not for the time of salvation. Lord God, we're praying repentance in the heart of every person, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that there will be a turning from every wicked way. Hallelujah. You said if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, then you will keep from heaven and heal our land. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our families. We declare that none of them shall be lost. We declare, Lord God, the spirit of deliverance sweeping our families. Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Produce conviction in the hearts of those that need to repent. Draw them into you, Jesus. We bind up the powers of darkness, the plans of the enemy. We cancel and we render it harmless, inoperative, ineffective. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your will be done concerning the Loxton family, Lord God. Hallelujah. Greater unity, greater love. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Unity and purpose, saith God. Unite them together, Lord God. around the vision, around your perfect will in the earth concerning them. We release the covering over them. The blood of Jesus covers them. Protection, Lord. No evil befalls them, oh God. Hallelujah. Your will be done. We thank you, Lord, for the need of family, Lord God. And Jarvis, he let up the love of sin and my
God. Hallelujah,
Jesus. You're drawing them. Hallelujah. You're drawing them to yourself. You're drawing them to each other. We're praying for every person with cancer. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for every person with any sickness or disease. We declare healing in our family, Jesus. Lord God, every negative report that have come from the doctor, reverse it, turn it around. We give you the glory and the credit right now. Hallelujah. We declare miracles of healing flowing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the youngest to the oldest, all through the bloodline. In the mighty name, we rebuke the spirit of rebellion. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for our spirit of humility in the mind of darkness. We thank you, Lord God, for a turnaround in his life, God. Confirm this word in him. So love, Lord. Turn around, God. Hallelujah. Let the prayers of the righteous arrest him, Lord God. And cause him to say, what must I do? Produce a change of
come into us, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Call them into covenant partnership, every one of them, to support this ministry. Deal with their hearts, Lord, concerning this vision. Bring them together, great glory, the spirit of the Lord. A great coming together, stand the spirit of the Lord.
That
you've not called her to build this network alone. You've not called her to build this network alone, Lord. But you've given us family in the earth. They are family for a reason. They are family for a purpose. I'm praying unity. In the mighty name of Jesus. He calls them to favor her. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Favor your righteous call upon her life, God.
He favored the
assignment. Then we will have all things in common, Lord God. If they would share of their sales, Lord God, of those things that they have, if they would come to swing into this ministry, that every need will be met. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the living blood, thank you for unity.
Thank you for progress.
The divine enablement that's on the inside of you. Being used of God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for Minister Liberal Democrat. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for his direction, Lord God.
Jesus,
wisdom for every situation and circumstance.
Yes, God.
God
is yes,
his understanding
God.
Online and flooded with the glorious gospel of truth. The truth
do
is entering in concerning what to do. Hallelujah.
Do it, God.
You
oh, hallelujah, Holy Ghost.
Yet the deep things Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. You're lighting upon us with wisdom. We bless you and
glory, 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 God.
We love you and we honor you.
Thank
you, thank
yes,
you, thank you, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, God.
Under the steps of the righteous, we are the order of the Lord, and he's aligning the path that he takes.
God.
So thank you that you're ordering his steps according to your word. You're ordering his steps according to your will.
Yes,
we
God.
It's the spirit of unity that you're
yes,
building on the cross.
Yes,
hallelujah. And it's
yes,
producing
God.
A prophet. It's
yes,
producing
God.
A harvest. It's producing
yes, God.
Prophet.
Do the thing, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
God. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus. Glory, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
In our minds.
Thank
and we
you.
Give you alone the glory, the honor,
yes,
and all
God.
Of the praise.
Yes,
you're
God.
Worthy and you're wonderful.
Yeah,
you're
God.
Faithful, God. There's nobody like you. You are
healer
and a deliverer. You are savior and a redeemer. You are rescuer and a righteous. You are justification
and
a true Lord. We bless you, O God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Yes, God.
All the honor and all the praise in the mighty
yes,
name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Glory, 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 God. Glory,
yeah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Father, darling, David, did you have need a prayer or did I call you?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
That's everybody. We thank you, Pastor Milk. You've been such a blessing. And you can dismiss us. And
Amen. Pastor
bless
Hamilton
the Lord.
Is on the line. And we definitely thank God for him. Hallelujah. Thank God for him. Thank God for all that God is doing
Hallelujah.
Through him. Just some mighty things in ministry. A mighty man of God. We love him
yes,
and thank God,
God.
For him. So, Pastor Hamilton, we thank God for you. You're on the call, and so we would like for you to just, you know, address the people and pray and just go ahead and dismiss us. Thank God for you.
Ooh, what an honor.
Amen.
Hello, family. Know you're loved and appreciated, highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus.
Pastor
we thank
Hamilton,
God for such an – yes, I'm here.
I wanted to announce, sorry about that, we had one guest on the chat room, 2120, and it's just a blessing to hear you on the – oh, and tomorrow they have Pastor Beatrice Martin, the one that she was on today, and she's from Stockton, and she'll be bringing the word Wednesday. And Thursday we have Pastor Bowling from New Orleans, I think it's right. And then Friday we have Elder Nugene Hamill of Sacramento, California, Pastor Hamilton,
you've been praying. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Lord, today. Lord, we thank you for an awesome word. Lord, we thank you for an awesome time of prayer. We ask you for, we thank you, Heavenly Father God, for an awesome time of unity, of
Amen.
Oneness, Lord, and togetherness, Lord. So we thank you,
Amen.
Lord, that everything that we've touched and agreed on, everything
Amen.
That we've came into revelation knowledge about, everything that, Lord, you have revealed to us today, Lord, we walk in that today in authority, Heavenly Father God. We take up our cross, Lord, and we follow
Hallelujah.
You willingly,
Hallelujah.
Lord, because not our will be done, but your will be done
Amen.
In our lives. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this ministry that we're connected to, Lord. We pray constantly for new destiny, Heavenly Father God. We pray constantly for Minister Ruby. We can't pray constantly for Evangelist Bernard. And we pray constantly for every team member that is joined to this ministry in obedience, Heavenly Father God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father God, that you're doing a miraculous thing. That, Lord, we can't look for the mysterious things in you, Lord, but we can follow the miraculous moves of your spirit. But we thank you, Lord, that this word is going forth and it is not returning void. that it is producing harvest, Lord, that it is producing life. And we thank you for that right now. We thank you for the mighty woman of God, Pastor Miracle, today, that has went forth, Lord, in obedience and allowing her to be used according to your will as a willing vessel. Lord, we thank you that you continue to lift her up, continue to strengthen her for every bit of energy that she gives. Lord, you give her a triple-fold return immediately in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to lay at your feet. We thank you for another opportunity just to raise our hands and say thank you. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to show you the glory, to show you the honor, and to give you all the praise. We thank you today in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Family, know you are truly loved and appreciated.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, God bless. What more can we say? God bless you, Pastor Miracle. This was a blessing. Each and every one on the praise you and thank you for coming on and tuning on New Destiny Ministry. We just don't take it lightly.
Praise the Lord.
Of everybody on the line.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you. And we're going to go. by Vicki Yoli. God bless. See you tomorrow. We're closing out.